So what is flash flood guidance, or FFG? Flash flood guidance is the amount of rainfall needed over a given area and duration to cause small creeks and streams to have minor flooding or bank full conditions. Flash flood guidance is produced by the river forecast centers all across the U.S. as shown here. Each RFC has its own flavor of hydrologic model used when producing flash flood guidance, and a thorough description of these hydrologic model variations can be found in a paper by Clark et al. In 2014 that is included in the Resources tab. Regardless of what hydrologic model is used, each RFC then delivers flash flood guidance to designated WFOs 4 times a day and more if requested. Here's an example of what 1 hour flash flood guidance looks like in AWIPS, where at the location of the star, it's just telling us that we only need 1.75 inches of rain in 1 hour here to start causing flooding of creeks and streams. One of the quickest and best ways to use flash flood guidance is through FFMP, which is just a tool that simply compares QPE to flash flood guidance on a basin scale. In this example of FFMP, we are looking at the ratio of QPE to flash flood guidance on a basin scale, and can see several basins, the purple ones in this case, that have exceeded 100%, meaning that those basins have exceeded flash flood guidance and are at risk for flash flooding. Before moving on, there are a few caveats with flash flood guidance that you should be aware of. Firstly, flash flood guidance has a coarse spatial resolution and only updates 4 times a day. Next, because each RFC uses different flavors of hydrologic models to produce flash flood guidance, there are often discontinuities in the final flash flood guidance product at RFC boundaries. And lastly, there are often gaps in flash flood guidance out west. Alright, that's all from a bird's eye view for flash flood guidance. Feel free to go ahead and click next to move on.